All of this gloomy talk is also having an effect on advertising. You may be thinking that the effects are obvious. Struggling businesses often trim costs by cutting ad budgets, and fewer retailers mean fewer ads. That's all true. But there's another effect. Many businesses are using the economic crunch as a marketing tool. The question is, will people spend money if you keep reminding them how tight things are? Seth Stevenson is the ad critic for the online magazine Slate. He's with us in the studio to talk about what we're watching. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Now, we're talking about TV commercials, so our listeners will have to use their imaginations. This is an ad that starts with a conversation in an office cubicle. It's a McDonald's ad for its dollar menu.
Dollar's down again.
Oh, it's brutal.
No, it's feeble.
It's dropping like a lead balloon.
Tanking.
It's anemic.
It's just in free fall.
It's pathetic.
Hey, Bigo, what do you got there, fella?
Double cheeseburger from the dollar menu.
Did I say weak? The dollar's looking strong.
The dollar's looking good.
Very good.
Using the sad state of the dollar to sell burgers and fries, this ad sort of starts off very depressing.
Yeah, I think for a business like McDonald's, they could choose to emphasize the taste of their food or convenience, but in times like these, they might choose to more emphasize low prices.
So the price point is the selling thing. And it's also interesting that it's business people in a cubicle and not some lunch bucket guy.
Right. Well, perhaps everyone's feeling the pinch, and people who might normally go out to lunch at a sit-down restaurant will now be going to a quick service restaurant.
There's also this example, which I guess maybe is a little more subtle. It's an ad for a credit card, and it suggests that consumers can keep spending a little. In this commercial, a guy is shopping for a big screen TV.
You're right. We need a new TV. Just don't go overboard.
I want it all, and I want it now.
Text Chase for your credit card balance.
So the point of the ad is that the guy looks at his credit card balance and decides what he can spend for a big screen TV. Do you think that the ad companies here are more realistic or just more crafty?
A lot of readers of my column on Slate wrote into me about this ad because the original version of the ad just had the guy sort of, you know, running in this consumer frenzy. And then they changed the ad and added this voiceover where she says, just don't go overboard. And I think the idea is the ad felt a little bit out of step with the mood of the country. And they realized that the idea of being in this consumer frenzy and running out with your credit card maybe wasn't touching on how we were feeling at the moment. And so they added that voiceover. And of course, the song still says, I want it all, I want it now, but they've just sort of hedged their bets a little bit.
Obviously, car commercials have had to turn on a dime, and there are a lot of ads around like this one.
Let's refuel America.
Announcing the Chrysler Jeep 299 gas guarantee.
Right now, when you buy or lease most Chrysler or Jeep vehicles, you'll pay just $2.99 a gallon for gas or diesel.
It feels like these ads just showed up right away when gas prices started to zoom. I mean, can they really make decisions about ad campaigns and to produce them and just do it suddenly like this?
Oh, sure. They can do a pretty quick turnaround. With car brands, some brands like, say, a Mercedes are never going to advertise on price. Their brand isn't about getting a bargain. Other brands, no matter what the economic situation is, they're always going to advertise on price. But for brands in the middle, they'll shift their emphasis back and forth. But in times like these, they might fall back on emphasizing the mileage because people are really concerned about those $4 gas prices.
Ad critic Seth Stevenson from Slate, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.